chuckling here is another Ken Reid, which is just one of the many points, Ken, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think this morning as we sit here, nobody really has a clue what's going to happen. Significant 7 o'clock this morning, George Osborne trying to calm the markets. It appears not to be as bad as some people expected, although a lot of analysts are saying, well, this will be a slow burner. But I noticed for a time now this morning that shares in both Barclays and the RBS were suspended because of drops over 10%. In the RBS, it was 15% in their share price. So we're watching it almost minute by minute, and then the political developments continue. Tom Watson, the deputy leader of the Labour Party, now saying that Jeremy Corbyn has lost the confidence of the parliamentary party. Didn't actually go as far as to say resign.
But this is the man who is at Glastonbury.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's very close. I'm actually heading over to Westminster in the next hour, and I think the next few days should be quite revealing. We have David Cameron's statement in the Commons late this afternoon. Here in Stormont, there's an emergency debate, 3 hours starting at noon. And, of course, we have this thing now that the Assembly, of course, is made up of the Executive is made up of really two parties, the DUP and Sinn Féin, although Clare Sugden fills in Justice. And the positions of the two parties is absolutely the opposite. Now, the other development over the weekend was Nicola Sturgeon saying that she was going to open negotiations with the European Union for Scotland to remain within the European Union, and also suggesting that Scotland could block it being imposed, the decision imposed in her country. Martin McGuinness saying much the same thing, and Colm Eastwood. But talking to Westminster sources this morning, they're saying no, that Westminster has primacy in this, and whatever Westminster says will apply to the rest of the United Kingdom. The other, I suppose, fascinating aspect in this is, what's the timescale? I would imagine that you will have a new Conservative leader in place by the first week in October, which is the Conservative Party conference in Birmingham. Will that new leader then immediately call a general election? I think that's a real possibility, because there would be a chance to have a 5-year mandate with the Labour Party in absolute disarray. I wouldn't rule out a general election before the end of the year.
I hear people saying that this is the first time the two main parties in England were in such dire straits at the same time.
Yeah, it's hard to think of a positive for either. I think that I was listening to Michael Gove actually coming in to the studio there, and he was very conciliatory. They would realise that their future, no matter where they remain or leave, and all the parties is really to stick together and make the best of things. But my goodness, we really, I know it's a cliche, but it's absolutely true. We are in uncharted waters.
We're in uncharted waters, but it's important, isn't it, to emphasise, and I know when you look around at the media and read the papers and whatever, there's this air coming across of those who won the vote made a mistake. And it's important to recognise that those who wanted to leave made a choice, and that choice has to be recognised.
There's no question about that, and it was a vote for the whole of the United Kingdom. Having said that, I think the counter-argument to that is, well, in Northern Ireland, people voted to remain.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what makes it so special here. And there's so many debates and discussions. That emergency meeting up at Stormont, it's going to last for the best part of the afternoon.
Yeah, it is. 3 hours.
All right. We'll see what the outcome of that is. Ken, thank you.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you.